You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate and with Kentucky author and Callaway County native Bobby Smith Bryant. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Bobby, you bring a heritage in farming life in Callaway County that's nearly two centuries old now. That's kind of special for anyone to have that kind of heritage. I'm a nomad type and don't have those kind of roots. So, how will you be talking about that heritage at the Callaway County Public Library tonight?
Oh, thank you. It's so funny that you mentioned it's almost 200 years, because that's even hard for me to wrap my head around. But my brother was actually the one who recognized that we had that kind of heritage. When I would look at our genealogy, I'm a genealogy nut and enjoy tracing the family. And every time I would find another generation going back, I'm like, oh, great, they're a farmer too. And then, you know, because we never had anybody in our family that, you know, fought a duel or, you know, any of those exciting things that you find in family history or family trees. And my brother made the comment one day, he was counting those great-greats, and he said, did you realize that you and I are the eighth generation to farm here? And I'm like, no, that had not occurred to me. And the more we talked about it, I'm like, you know, that really is great. That is such a heritage and such something to be so proud of. And so the presentation that I do is really a tribute to our farmers and very much that farming way of life that has provided, you know, our educations, our public buildings, so many things that we, you know, maybe take for granted, but farming, and particularly tobacco farming, really paid for that.
Well, your family has done something unique in terms of putting itself on out there for the public to learn about farming visually, and you have a website with the history, and you've written a couple books now. Tell me about the books.
All right, thanks. Kate, the exciting thing for us, as we've sort of captured that concept of these eight generations, our whole family kind of got into that idea. We've always been a close family and had we were blessed with ancestors. We had our great-grandparents and grandparents that helped bring us up, and we all lived fairly close together. And so that's a real honor and a privilege. And I think that helped us to really develop this interest. And the first book that our family wrote was called 40 Acres and a Red Belly Ford, the Smith family of Callaway County. And it came about purely from us talking about our stories, our family stories that had passed through, just as anyone has in their family. I mean, this is something that any family can do. It's this really did become sort of a family project for us.
Well, the documentary that you all created about the farm that,
yes,
grew into something larger than that, Farming in the Black Patch, I thought it was very unique that you thought of that as an avenue to help people see about the life when it was raining and you couldn't tour on the farm. And the idea that you would open your family farm for touring and for educating people about farming at all is kind of unusual.
Yeah, maybe. My parents have traveled the world over, and they had been to tours on other farms and across the world. And I think that concept, even my brother had traveled out of state and out of country and always was fascinated with agriculture in other parts of the world. And I don't know how the first one occurred for him. I should find that out. But I know he had been asked if he would give a tour of the farm. And I know particularly many of the cultures are very interested in our way of growing tobacco. But what I have learned as I've given this presentation across Kentucky, people outside of the Black Patch area are fascinated with the way we cure our tobacco. They are not familiar with that process. It's very different than Burley. And so I have found a very eager audience just to learn about this different way of doing things that is found here in Western Kentucky.
Well, in case one of our listeners may not know that difference, describe it.
Sure. The Burley tobacco is actually grown for cigarettes, and the dark-fired is used for chewing tobacco and snuff. And the curing process is the firing that we do. And when people see our barns on fire or smoking here in the western part of the state, often they're concerned about that. And that is really the way that we cure or finish the tobacco for the products that it's sold for.
How long does it have to stay in a barn smoking?
Now, that's a question that the farmers will have to answer, but it's really a matter, and this is what's so unique about the curing process here in Western Kentucky. It's that you have to learn from generation to generation. It's the feel, the touch, the smell. I think my brother says that, you know, you use all of your senses to know when it's ready. And so it is definitely a process that is learned and passed from one generation to the next.
Well, I know from speaking with you before that you have done some farming yourself, but as a person who grew up on the farm, what's inside you that is still a skill that is unusual to a family person who comes up on a farm?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know about skill, but I think it's in your heart. It's part of who you are. I think our families, just having that generational connectedness is not something that we find many times now. We have such generations of our children are living away from home like I do. I live 4 hours away from Callaway. But I still stay very connected, and my roots still run very deep here. And I think, if anything, that's a gift that farming and being from a farm family really gave me.
Now, your second book is more personal, it seems to me.
A little bit, yeah. Yes. Because I have been the keeper of the family records, when my grandmother passed away, I received boxes of her just personal writing and, you know, the old envelopes that she'd written on and that type of thing. And I was going through those, and I came across this little brown notepad that I almost tossed because it was dirty and old, and I thought, well, what in the world is that? And I opened it, and it was her handwritten recipes that she had done in 1925 while she was in school. And I'd had a lot of her recipes because grown up around her, but this was really special, I thought. And there were so many of them that I had never heard of. One of them that was so funny, I actually made it to see how it tasted, was vinegar pie. And I had never heard of vinegar pie, but I've learned that a lot of people have known that for years, and it's a very old recipe. And it's very tasty, I might add. It's really good. But having those recipes, and then my brother and I, between us, had 23 quilts that we had inherited from our ancestors. And my mother and my grandmother had been really good to write down who had given those to us. So we were really lucky that we know who made our quilts, and I know a lot of people don't know that. And so I felt that was really special, too. So I had these recipes and these quilts and these family stories, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And I knew I wanted to do something. And so I worked with a publisher and a designer, and they helped me to come up with the most current book, which is Cooking and Quilting, or Passions of the Black Patch, Cooking and Quilting in Western Kentucky.
Now, in your day job with the Kentucky League of Cities, I should imagine you meet people who share your kind of background.
Oh, yes. I think having a rural and particularly an agricultural background has really helped me. I traveled the entire state of Kentucky in my work with the Kentucky League of Cities. And most of the communities in Kentucky are small. We have some larger metropolitan areas, but not many. And so I think having those roots, and I really understand where they come from and can relate very well. And so I think that has really helped me in my profession as well.
So from the point of view of coming from a farming family, can you kind of assess this feeling, this sense that we have as a society that family farms are fewer, part of an era that's passed that we don't have many of anymore?
That's right. I've really, excuse me, I was very fortunate when I was working with Dad and the rest of the family on the first book. I reached out to Wendell Berry. I don't know him and never had met him, but he was gracious enough to communicate with me through letters. And he was so pleased that we were making an effort to capture the story from the farm because in 2004, the tobacco buyout occurred. And this year, those payments will end. This is the 10th year to 2014. We'll end those payments. And you don't see the tobacco patches across Kentucky landscapes that you used to see. You just don't. However, in the western part, we still have a pretty significant farming economy. And agriculture is still pretty strong here and in other parts of the state. The small farming, the 5-acre farms, those have really gone away. There's not much of that anymore. And so capturing these stories and that way of life, I think, is something really important, because if our children don't hear about that, that's a whole lifestyle that is really going away.
I'm glad you mentioned the acreage, because I'm trying to think of what I read the Smith Farm acreage is in Kirksey. It's
He has about 300 acres, and then he rents about 1,200.
He must work like crazy.
He does, and he has a lot of help. He does bring in migrant workers to help on the farm, and then my nephew and his 6-year-old son has started his tour on the farm as well. He spent his first summer on the farm with the men last summer.
So we see transition.
He's our 10th generation.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. So tonight, Callaway County Public Library, Main Street, Murray, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, and just hope people will come out. I've had a few folks. I know my family's going to be there, so I'm really happy about that. I was telling someone this morning, a girlfriend of mine, I said, you know, it's sort of like when they ask you to play the piano at church, and then you have to play in front of all the people that you've known all your life. But this really is a tribute to these people that I love. This is a community that has my heart. And I just hope that folks will come out and have a good time. And I'm sure I will learn from those in the audience. But I did find out there are several students from Murray State that are planning to be there, which I'm excited about. Because, again, it's sharing this to new generations. It's a story that many of them may not know.
I think it's neat. I'm so glad you had the time to come by WKMS today,
Thanks
Bobby.
For having me.
Bobby Smith Bryant, author and part of a big farm family here in Callaway County. She's speaking tonight at, again, the Callaway County Public Library at 6 p.m.